USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Republican Senator John Kennedy tells CNN's State of the Union the Senate should vote to approve the president's national emergency declaration to fund a border wall.
We have had, in my judgment, a 15-year bipartisan refusal here in Washington, D.C., by both big government Republicans and Ritz-Carlton Democrats to refuse to enforce America's immigration laws. Trump's enforcing them.
Senator Justin Amash, also speaking on CNN's State of the Union, is one of 13 Republicans who oppose the president's declaration.
There are big problems on the border. Some people would call it a crisis, but that has to go through Congress. So we have a legislative branch, Congress, that handles these issues. And the president doesn't get to decide that he can override Congress simply because Congress doesn't do what he wants.
Amash is a member of the House Oversight Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump's statement he accepts North Korean leader Kim Jong-un saying he was unaware American hostage Otto Warmbier was not treated for illness while in custody has drawn criticism. On Fox News Sunday, host Chris Wallace asked White House National Security Advisor John Bolton for clarification.
When he says I'm going to take him at his word, it doesn't mean that he accepts it as reality. It means that he accepts that's what Kim Jong-un said.
So he says I take him at his word, it doesn't mean that he believes Kim Jong-un?
I think one way to prove that is to give the United States a complete accounting.
Minnesota Democratic Representative Dan Kildee, who was heard on the Way and Means Committee, went on CNN to talk about the president's stance on trade agreements.
I do think the president was correct to take on China in terms of the way it produces cheap steel and dumps that steel into the market. That has distorted the marketplace and has had a negative impact on lots of countries, ours included. But I would have much preferred that the president take a multilateral approach. Instead of doing that, he actually didn't engage our allies. He punished our allies for China's misdeeds.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump speaks to a huge, friendly audience, and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday.
Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself.
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finance. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion.
The U.S. State Department continues to label Iran as the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens has more on that story.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the coordinator for counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.